Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel, producing content, but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hi, friends, and welcome. Today, I want to talk to you about finishing the year strong. I don't know about you, but this is about the time of the year when I start to feel even more chaotic than I do on a normal day to day. And I try to keep it all together, but we're all in that boat, right? As faith-filled entrepreneurs, we know that we operate and we are held to different standards than a not faith-based entrepreneur. And so sometimes, I don't know about you, but I start to feel like carrying the weight a little differently. You know, I want to make sure that I'm walking in faith, that I'm spending time with the Lord, but also that I'm learning the skills that I need in order to be good steward of this business that God has given me. And so sometimes it can just feel like a lot, but it shouldn't, friends. And so I want to remind you of that, okay? First of all, trials will come. First of all, there will be hard times in your life and in your business. So we know that, right? We also know that the yoke that Jesus gives us is easy and his burden is light. And so if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you are getting to that point where you're feeling like you're going in too many directions, then I want to suggest to you that you reel it back in and that you reprioritize, because God is not going to put so much on your plate that you feel like you're out of control. And so I know that for me, in the times when I start to feel like I'm running in too many different directions than I usually am, and there are usually a lot of things that I have put on my plate that are not from the Lord. And I can go back in there and I can reprioritize using the Bible as a guide and refocus, recenter, and I'm able to take a lot of things off my plate. So there's that. Okay. But for our time together, I want to give you four ways to make sure that you finish strong, okay? The first one is this: the year is not over. So the first thing that we want to do is to tie up loose ends or shoot for the goals that we set, okay? So this is what I mean. If you said, okay, in 2022, I want to start a YouTube channel, but you haven't done that yet, start it. Start, even if it's just one video, start it. Okay. Don't say, okay, I'll just do it next year, because you know what's going to happen is that next year is going to come. January is going to come with a whole set of things to do, and it's going to be July, and you're going to be like, well, crap, I have not started that YouTube channel. Start it. If there are things that you wanted to do, but you haven't done them yet, and you know that they've been on your heart to do, do it. Be bold. Step out. People are spending money right now. So don't feel like, okay, this year is over, because it is not over yet. All right. If there is something that you want to accomplish personally, do it. If you wanted to start running, do it. Don't say, oh, I'll wait till the start of the year. No, do it now. As entrepreneurs, we do not have the luxury of putting things off that we're not supposed to put off. So I'm really going to challenge you to use December. Okay. Use December well. Don't give up. Don't give up on things. If you had a profit goal and you didn't reach it, can you launch? Can you launch one more time? Again, people are buying things, right? Give it a go. Create a sales funnel. We're going to talk about that in a couple of episodes. But I want to encourage you in the month of December to tie up at least one thing that you didn't get to, whether that be personally or professionally. Finish strong. Don't finish with loose ends, because we want to start fresh in 2023. Okay. Number two, close up 2022. So we're going to tie up our loose ends and then we're going to close up 2022. You need to reconcile your books. If you have a bookkeeper who does that for you, awesome. Know what your books are saying. Where did you spend the most money? Where did you make the most money? What expenses did you have? Make sure that you don't just farm that off to somebody else to do and then not have a really firm grasp on what 2022 looked like financially. Okay. Be self-reflective on your accomplishments. Take time to go back and figure out, what did you start? What did you try? Where were you brave? Where did you step out of your comfort zone? And give yourself the grace to celebrate those things. Okay. Because entrepreneurship is all about the next level of uncomfortableness, right? So if you made gains in those areas, write them down and celebrate them. Be thankful. Take time to be thankful on where you saw God's faithfulness and where you saw God's provision. And I'm going to tell you that those times will probably connect with struggles that you had in your business. I'm going to say it again. Take time to be thankful, write it down, acknowledge where God was faithful and where God provided. And you're probably going to find that at least some of those times came out of struggles in your business, right? Because that's where He is able to shine. That's where He is able to show His faithfulness. That's where He's able to show His provision. So I want you to go back and I want you to reflect on that. The entrepreneurs who make it, friends, are the ones who can keep going even when things are difficult. And as faith-filled entrepreneurs, what we get is to look back and see where God was faithful. And so make sure that you take time, that you give yourself time to do that. Okay. Number three, in December, I want you to make a decision starting in January if you need to narrow your focus or if you need to broaden your focus. So let me tell you what I mean by that. In both of my businesses, The Responsive Classroom and Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, I have come to the realization through a lot of prayer and through mentorship that I need to narrow my focus for 2023. I have a lot of resources. I have a lot of trainings that I do for The Responsive Classroom. But when I went back and I looked and I saw, first of all, where I think the Holy Spirit is guiding me. Second of all, where it is most profitable. Third of all, where I have the most peace and the most joy, I've got to narrow my focus. Same thing for Faith-Filled. I was shooting in a lot of different directions, right? On a lot of different social media platforms, doing a lot of different things in the membership. And I really came to the realization that I need to narrow it in. I need to narrow in my platforms and I need to narrow in my focus, which in 2023 is going to be Bible studies for entrepreneurs. With that clarity, friends, I feel free. I feel like I'm working more in the lane that God has for me. I'm excited. I feel renewed. And so I'm going to encourage you to make that decision. Okay, so what do I mean by broaden? Okay, so maybe you are feeling like the Lord is shifting your perspective. Maybe you need to add a platform. Maybe you've gotten one platform going great. You are growing. You have a thriving audience there. You are engaging with people and you have the bandwidth to jump onto another platform. Do it. Start it. Move forward. Right? Don't feel like, oh, well, I've got thousands of followers over here. I don't want to start from scratch. No, you need to. If you're at that place where you can broaden your audience base, then do it. If you feel like God is moving you into a new course or writing a book, do it. Right? Take those chances, take those steps. But if you ask for wisdom in the Bible, in James, it tells us if you ask for wisdom, God is going to give it to you. So I'm going to suggest that in the month of December, you really pray, Lord, help me to focus or help me to broaden. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you, friends, do not negate the power of the Holy Spirit. You have something that entrepreneurs who are not faith-filled do not have, and that is the guidance of your Creator. And so make sure that you're tapping into that. Another activity to help you decide if you need to narrow or if you need to broaden. Actually, I'm going to give you two activities. The first one is just to go back through your year and figure out what was the most profitable. What was the most profitable? If there is one, I have one course that made me so much more money, and I'm not even really promoting that, right? And so why not? Go back and figure out what is the most profitable, and that's going to help you narrow that down. Another activity, we did this in our mastermind event last week, and this was super helpful for me. Write down a list of your daily or weekly tasks that you do. Which of those things bring you profit? Now, everything doesn't bring us profit, right? Like there are tasks in our business that we have to do that don't have a direct reflection on profit. But you need to make sure that the majority of the tasks that you're doing do bring you in profit. And so make a list of that. I think that's going to help you see what tasks do I need to focus in on or what do I need to do more of. Okay. So number one, tie up the loose ends. Do not give up. Finish up those goals. Start something if you want to. There is nothing magical in December that says that you can't start anything new. If you said you were going to do something in 2022, do it, start it, move forward. Number two, close up 2022. Make sure that you give yourself time to debrief 2022, to reconcile your books or to look at your books and to reflect on God's faithfulness and his provision. Number three, pray. Do I need to narrow my focus for 2023? Do I need to broaden it? Okay. And then number four, this is a time of distraction. Now, spending time with your family over the holidays is not a distraction. It's what we're called to do. Right? Giving yourself time to reflect on the season, reflect on the gift of Christ is not distraction. It is what we are called to do. Make sure that you allot yourself the time and the energy and the bandwidth to do that. If you have family coming into town and you need to clean your house, give yourself time to do that. Those are not distractions. But sometimes what is easy to do in this season is to get swept up into the distractions that come with December. People are going to be posting a bunch of pictures. If you normally spend 20 minutes a day scrolling through social media, set a timer for yourself and don't get swept up into spending 2 hours scrolling through social media looking at everybody's pictures. That is a distraction, friends, right? If you enjoy Hallmark movies, don't turn your TV on at noon. That is a distraction. Give yourself downtime at a later time. But be wise with how you are spending your time this month, okay? If you're doing online shopping, that's fine. Buying gifts is a beautiful part of this season when we can keep it in perspective. But don't spend 3 hours scrolling through Amazon, okay? Set timers for yourself, chunk time, put your phone in the other room if you need to while you're setting time for you to be productive. Enjoy December. Find joy in it. Enjoy the time with family and with friends. Be okay shortening the time that you're working, but in that time, be productive and be good stewards of the time. Okay? So I know this is short, sweet, and to the point, but I know that I needed to refocus for December. That maybe you would too. Finish this year strong, friends, spiritually, personally, and professionally. Spend time with the Lord. Do not get so hurried and so busy that you miss out on the most important thing, more important than your business, more important than your family, more important than the holidays, and that is spending that time daily with the Lord. Okay, friend, on the next episode, we're going to talk about what it looks like to run a business during the holidays because I know it looks different, but I hope that these were helpful for you to at least set your mindset right for December. Bye for now. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.